Dr. Olivero, dictating for the 23rd of January of the year 2012, the name of the patient is Louis James Rosendahl, R-O-S-E-N-D-A-L-L, Louis James. Disposition and discussion. Number one, this patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3. The patient has a serum creatinine that is between 1.5 and 1.7. And in the previous determinations that were done, in October of the year 2012, the patient had a estimated GFR that is between 30 and 35 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of significant proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is around 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And the patient is very stable. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus with the manifestations in the form of diabetic neuropathy and peripheral vascular disease. The patient has lost 20 pounds on account of following a stricter diet. The wife underwent gastric sleeve, S-L-E-E-V-E, which requires a special type of diet, and for that reason he's not eating as much. Following number is coronary artery disease. This problem is followed by the Cleveland Clinic in Weston, W-S-T-O-N. He had the last stents that were two in August of 2012. I don't have a report from those procedures, period. There was a great deal of debate regarding the aortic valve. Apparently, they were thinking in replacing the valve or doing some valvuloplasty. However, the details of the cardiac catheterization failed to show a severe stenosis of the aortic valve, and they are going to observe for the time being. The following number, gout that has been in remission, following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, following number, diabetes that is under better control. At this point, we are going to reevaluate the kidney function, we are going to reevaluate the proteinuria, and we are going to continue with the same approach in terms of medications, period. The patient had a hyperchromic pigmentation in the lower extremities. That was evaluated by two other different doctors, including doctors at the Cleveland Clinic, and they got to the conclusion that there is not much that they can do regarding that. However, the loss of the 20 pounds has improved the condition significantly, period.